Almost appeared. The Trump administration's threat of tariffs on Canada and Mexico have been delayed, pending changes each country made to serve the White House's demands. Kevin Cork with an update.
In the case of Mexico, which faced a shocking 25% tariff threat, the country's president promised to help fight the border crisis, with Mexico agreeing to deploy 10,000 troops to the border, also agreeing to do more to combat drug trafficking, and to begin talks on a wider array of trade and security issues. Meanwhile, to the north, Canada followed suit, agreeing to implement a $1.3 billion border plan, to appoint a fentanyl czar, also to create a joint strike task force, agreeing to a $200 billion intelligence directive, and to list cartels as terrorist organizations.
Meanwhile, China has announced a flurry of retaliatory measures against the U.S., including tariffs on imports of products such as coal, liquefied natural gas products, and crude oil, as well as an antitrust probe into Google. Democrats have been claiming that President Trump's tariffs would increase inflation, although they said nothing about how Joe Biden's policies caused inflation to explode to an all-time high. Alaska Congressman Nick Begich says there's two ways you address inflation.
First, you stop the deficit spending, the money printing that's gone on to finance this sort of endless request list from the Democrats has caused the inflation that we're experiencing today. But what's also caused inflation is the war on production. And what we saw with Joe Biden and his Democrat allies in the Congress was a war on American energy, American mining, and American production. And when you reduce the amount of goods available for purchase and increase the amount of money available to purchase goods, inflation is the obvious result, and Democrats just don't seem to have understood that it was their policies that created the inflationary environment that we're experiencing right now.
New York Attorney General Letitia James on Monday told hospitals that they must continue offering gender manipulation for children in response to an executive order from President Donald Trump aimed at curtailing federal funding for such treatments. In a letter, James, a Democrat, told healthcare facilities that refusing to provide the treatments would violate New York's anti-discrimination laws. Women's rights advocate Riley Gaines says Letitia James is no attorney general. She's a left-wing activist.
When you have an attorney general tell her entire state to not comply with federal law, she is no longer acting as an attorney general. Let's call it what it is. She is an activist at that point, which I don't think this comes as a surprise, considering how she treated President Trump and other issues, of course, over her tenure. But this just shows me that November 5th taught the Democratic Party nothing. The majority of Americans wholeheartedly do not support the gender transitioning of minors. That was made very, very clear at the ballot box. So to continue on with this messaging, to continue to quite honestly, in this case, violate federal law, I believe it shows either their ignorance, maybe their apathy, maybe fighting for a system that rewards those who move to tear it down. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
One of the world's largest solar power plants appears headed for closure. Chris Woodward has more.
The Ivan Paul Solar Power Plant broke ground in 2010 and began operating a few years later near the California-Nevada border. It made headlines for various reasons, not to mention that $1.6 billion federal loan guarantee from the Department of Energy. Still, President Obama said it was worth it.
It's going to put about 1,000 people to work, building a state-of-the-art facility.
Today, all that appears to be going away. And Larry Behrens of Power the Future is not surprised.
We're going to find the same thing all over the country years and years from now. These things do not work without massive taxpayer subsidization. And so if they were in the free market, they would have gone out of business a long time ago. But since they were propped up by taxpayers, well, they were on life support a little bit longer. And lo and behold, now that they failed, it's the taxpayers that are going to be holding the bag.
I'm Chris Woodward.
More news online at AFN.net. I'm Rusty Pugh.